that apartment building is worth $275,000 more just because of those $1,600 a month in quarters. We didn't even add that to our pro forma. We didn't even add that to our analysis.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hey, everybody. This is Javier Hinojo, your host of The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. And today, I'm going to talk about how $1,600 in quarters made me, let's see here. Let me look at my phone here. It's $274,285. All right. $1,600 in quarters. So we bought an apartment building a few months back. Well, maybe about, a couple months ago. And our very first month in that building, we have a laundry facility on site. So the leasing manager went out to the laundromat and go ahead and pulled out the quarters. $1,600 in quarters. $1,600. So $1,600, let me tell you how we made $274,000. Almost $275,000, okay? $1,600 in quarters times 12, every month times 12 is $19,200. So on an apartment building, you get your income, you're like your net income, you got your gross income minus expenses, that's your NOI. So there's actually, we're already calculating the expenses for the washer and dryer, the water and electricity. It's already calculated on the expenses. So $1,600 a month is $19,200 a year. Then you divide that by 7%. 7% is a cap rate, basically what everything sells at a 7% cap rate. What does cap rate mean? You know what? I wish I could explain it. Maybe in another podcast, I'll explain it. But simple answer is GTS, Golf, Tango, Sierra. Google that shit, basically. Sorry, you want to know right now because I forget what the hell cap rate means or exactly what how to explain it. All I know, divide that by 7, it gives you about $275,000, give or take a couple hundred bucks. So that apartment building is worth $275,000 more just because of those $1,600 a month in quarters. We didn't even add that to our pro forma. We didn't even add that to our analysis. Super cool. That's why I'm super excited that I buy apartment buildings, mobile home parks, pretty much any commercial asset out there. I'm definitely looking into some self-storage units, some medical office, just whatever makes sense as far as the numbers. It has to be a stupid deal and I will do it. It's got to be a good project. So $1,600, maybe $275,000. That's how it happened. Buy apartment buildings, buy some houses, but buy some apartment buildings. This is Javier, your host. Don't lose your shirt.
Thank you everybody for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, Javier Hinojo Jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name, Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so, and you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel, take a picture, send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening and we'll see you on the next episode.